State that again.
702.
Mike, can you say that again?
What?
Can you say it again?
Oh, I hereby bring this budget committee meeting back into order.
Thank you.
And the time?
7:04.
I don't have a watch.
Okay, so.
Where are we now?
Personal services, does that sound, has everybody got a grasp of the requirements for that?
What page are we on now?
General fund.
Okay, okay.
Are we still on page five?
Yes.
So that with the increase for the port manager and the decrease in the separate correction, it lowers that personal service to $536,320. $536,320. And then I was going to point out that.
$536.
We did increase, oh, that's probably a little bit in the repairs and maintenance. Before we had our staff do the janitorial, cleaning the restrooms and the landscaping, we're going to outsource that again next the upcoming year. So those numbers are in that repair and maintenance. And
so why? Okay, but shouldn't that bring it down?
No, we're going to
outsource.
Okay, I see. We're paying for it.
Yeah, we're paying. Okay. And then advertising and notifications, I increased because of the actual costs in the previous fiscal year.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
When you outsource something like this, is it cheaper for the port to outsource it or to hire, you know, have personnel do it?
Well, yeah, that's a good question.
I'm asking you this because obviously there's going to be some contractual work done here, you know, as far as repair work and things like that. Or can the port staff be occupied by doing this kind of stuff?
Well, we have done both. I mean, when I first started, we contracted the restroom cleaning and the landscaping out. And then we tried having our staff do it, which we have a really short staff and
takes away from them working on other issues.
Oh, like here. Sure.
And I think if you look at not only the payroll, you have to look at the benefits and workman's comp.
Right,
that's where I'm getting at, you know. And, right now, the minimum I've ever seen working in this port, by the way. So it's you're in a survival mode as far as what I can see now. And to get any kind of these projects done here, it looks to me like it's all going to be farmed out, which is fine with me if you get it, you know, good certified people doing this work, especially when it comes to the docks and things like that. So what do you think, Travis?
I kind of miss where we were at. I'm sorry.
Janitorial services.
Outsourcing.
Generally outsourcing a lot of things that were traditionally done here.
Absolutely. And the problem that we're running into is that the more things we take on, the less time we have to respond to things that happen here.
Right. So, like I said before, we're in a survival mode as far as the personnel is concerned to keep things operating, not to get really involved in big projects.
It's going to help us a lot. It's going to help us to oversee them.
Okay, good. So, budget that in there.
But is it more cost efficient to outsource it than to hire another person?
My opinion is just like the Board of Commissioners do not get involved in the day-to-day operations. So this is, I don't think we should question management and staff on a decision they've made to do. I think they're giving us the numbers, and then we just need to approve them.
I don't agree. Sorry. I feel that it's our job as the budget committee to ask
the questions. If I may ask a question on that, on the janitorial services, what does that include? Is it the bathrooms, the RV park bathrooms, and stuff like that?
All of our bathrooms.
Good.
Is that the supplies for it,
and
too?
And that's cleaning
that
once a day.
That will not be supplies. We will continue.
Have you ever calculated it, paying them versus paying one of them?
Right.
We did it in the past.
Okay.
We've done it both ways. We've done it staff, and then we hired it out, and now we're back to staff.
So far, is what I've found is that it's easier for us to anticipate a set number than it is due to our turnover rate that we have, the cost that it takes to retrain people. We haven't found that there's people that stays. If we sub it out, they're going to be here. It's a set number.
Right. Well, I agree with you. I think that's actually subbing it out. If it's actually costing less as far as using up resources that you have, which includes using extra like workman's comp and all that, the only question I have about it is when we do resource that, is the job performance that they do. I've happened to notice sometimes it's not really the greatest, but I can understand resourcing it out, but because you guys have got your handfuls on certain things. It's just that money spent should receive dollar value on is what I'm trying to get at,
so,
I guess.
A couple of things. First, I got here a little early today, and I was sitting out there for a while, and I happened to notice, and I just want to compliment Travis and the staff. It looks manicured out along the boardwalk and the grass, and best I've seen it.
And just and adding on to that, that is an outsourced.
The grass was.
The grass, it's, we go through a local landscaping company here, and what we paid them to come and do those things is actually cheaper than us hiring a person to come and employee.
Such as, like, I noticed last year we had two or three guys cutting weeds all the time, and I'm going, man, that's a waste of time because they should be working on maybe the docks or something else. So that is what you have done is transferred that over to
them. It's transferred them over to free us up for other things like that.
2 days ago, Brent was mowing the lawn out in front of Tidewind.
Mm-hmm.
So, how's that?
They come once a week. They come.
No, Brent.
The landscaping company that we have come, they come once a week. And their main job is our curb appeal. They do the basins, both sides of the basins, along where Seal Cove Realty is, those areas. Our lawn grows way too fast for us not to. There is still definitely stuff that we have to do on top of paying somebody else to do that.
Okay. And it's not that I'm questioning board or anything. It's just that I realize this budget is skeleton, that we have to watch every penny. So we as the community are asking these questions for clarity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We think you're doing an exceptional
job. Just to help every decision, all these numbers, they're not made easily. There's a lot of thought that goes into it, a lot of balancing of numbers to see, you know, us as staff, we know our budget's tight and we try and keep that number down as best as we can.
So the other part of my question, which line item is this in? Is it 13 repairs and maintenance?
Yes.
Okay, and so that is actually down from the current year budget. And,
right.
And way down from 2 years back. So I'm feeling that it's...
Well, the actual number for 16-17 was $112,000.
Right, but 2 years back it was
286.
So...
Well, we had the ice house in.
Oh, yeah, true. Would that have been in
a lot of stuff lowered.
Oh, yeah.
Probably some of it.
All right. But it is down from the current year budget adopted. And when did you start using the landscaping service?
They just recently started again. We don't bring them in until summertime.
And we haven't even got the janitorial service yet.
Yeah, and janitorial service. We're still currently doing
the
janitorial.
Who did the kite field out there?
What was that?
Who did the kite field out there?
Flora Pacifica, and that was an insurance.
Oh, good.
Insurance is paying for that of the driver.
Oh, I should add too that we are getting another office staff. Hopefully, she'll be starting Tuesday. So that number is figured in the line 3.
But that's to replace someone that has left, though.
It's a, yeah, yes, the receptionist.
Yes, that is Skyla.
So this is a true budget figure here on that?
Yes, yeah.
$114,000.
And then the only other thing is I increased the professional fees that include management, consulting, copies.
Yeah, legal fees, too?
Legal fees, yes. So does anybody have any questions about the requirements for administrative and marina?
Advertisement and notification increases. Notification increases, what's entailed in that?
That is all the notices we have to put out that show publications for the meetings and the budget meetings and
special meetings.
Special meeting, they all add up.
Processes. I mean,
our advertising is very minimal. We've cut that down to like nothing.
Yeah, I noticed there's no advertising out there as far as.
Yeah, so okay. I know that seems like a lot of money, but I ran the numbers and. We don't want to be a profession.
So on professional fees, did you figure for grant writing for the engineer, since we're looking that, at several?
That is actually in capital projects.
Okay.
And the 86,000, I ran the numbers and I added, I talked to Coffey when, or contacted him when he was our lawyer, and he gave me a number of upcoming costs that we might incur. So I use those numbers.
So that would be is the audit a separate thing, or is the audit in?
The audit's in there.
The audit, the consultations that you've had to, we've had to incur, CPA.
All that's in there.
All of that, okay.
Good.
Oh, and I increased bad debt too, a little bit.
What is bad debt?
Stuff we have to write off.
And that includes coffee fees also and professional fees.
Right, it's an estimate that he gave me.
Well, okay. I know.
And we have insurance that covers some of liability insurance, that covers some legal.
I don't know, for some reason that bad debt don't look good to me. It seems like it should be higher.
When there's a bid that, like, you know, you get a boat up in a boatyard that has been paying there.
So he sees a vessel, and
how often does that happen?
Well, we can all diminish,
hopefully,
but
it's minimizing.
It does happen. We're slowly cleaning it up.
How much does it cost you to do that? To
the process is very lengthy. The process isn't very costly. It's if we get the boat and we sell it at public auction, or if it's even worth it, we can use those to offset the debt that's incurred.
Right.
But other than that, it's, you can't. The only other option is send it to collections, but we can't. If we seize the boat, we can't send it to collections.
Well, you can send the balance of what's owed to the port to the collections.
Well, not exactly.
Because?
It's a legal thing.
So what does it take to take a lien on somebody that owes you money?
I don't want to talk about that.
Happens all over the place here.
Yeah, I would. If you stop by, I can go through the whole process.
I'd love to do that.
Just stop by the office sometime.
I want to see a compliance officer here eventually, you know, so we sort of pull these things together.
All right.
Gestapo.
Let's go on to the Beach Run RV.
Okay.
See, I had increased the, like, 700, oh, not very much, just a slight increase. And then I increased the requirements due to the janitorial and landscaping services. Does anybody have any questions on the requirements?
Yeah. On this Harbor Fire Department service, $15,000.
I have a question. I wanted to question that also.
Is that just we write them a check for $15,000 every year just to have them around?
To come in an emergency. If you have an emergency,
it's them for services throughout the year at the Beach Run RV. And then if one of the boats, vessels, catches on fire,
My question is, none of the special districts in the city of Brookings pays the fire department anything like this, so why are we?
Because they pay it in taxes in a city here.
So every business over on this side is paying the fee?
We pay taxes. I mean, why are we paying another special district? Because are they not going to help us? Isn't that what they're here to do? And this is something that we've never had before, just in the last couple of years.
Mr. Brazil, can you give us some light on that?
And why it started, or how it started?
I don't know if this is an appropriate time or not, but I can, to a certain extent. It developed around expectation and supporting the community. We have a certain amount of value down here that would normally, as a business, would contribute to support emergency services. The port today is supported approximately, and you guys know, you're the budget committee, I'm guessing 8% by taxpayers?
10%.
10%? Okay, so it's increased maybe a little bit, and that's good. But what that means is that the port generating revenue as a business, 90% of that would be just like any other business within our fire district. So take 90% of the value that is being expected to be protected by emergency services. And the total value of assets here at the port, and the materials that would normally be expected for emergency service to respond to, and that would be any of the equipment, boats, visiting RVs, people that probably put their trust into the port to have emergency services if needed.
Mm-hmm. But the question was why.
So,
in town, you don't have to pay this extra fee.
In town, I don't know what you're relating to as far as in town.
Well, that's what the question from the chairman was.
In the city of Brookings?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what special district do you have in the city of Brookings that is
the city of Brookings
only 10% supported by taxpayers? Give me one as an example, and I'll do a comparison.
The school district does not pay.
School district's got a $15 million budget. Correct.
So this
supported by taxpayers.
This shopping center over here, all those people in those retail buildings up there and the whole shopping center, do they have to pay a fee to the fire department to be in there?
Some of them do, yes, that's correct.
But they don't have to.
Are we?
So it's voluntary?
For
so the port is in a financial crunch right now, and we're paying right out $15,000 every year, which is over $1,000 a month. It seems to me that the fire district would be willing to help us out with this situation, maybe for the next couple of years.
The fire district here has been helping the port out for close to 54 years.
Well, I understand
that,
sir.
The port used to partner with the fire district in several different ways. The port did not charge volunteer firefighters for services like launching their boats.
Mm-hmm.
The port did not charge the fire district for mechanical services that was performed prior. The port did not restrict the use of some of the facilities down here to the fire department. So different things have changed. The question that I was presented is to why is approximately 90% of a business for profit being only 10% tax supported, not supportive of the community and their fire department?
Couple of questions.
The board can change the agreement if they choose to, but if you're going to run this as a business, And if you're going to generate 90% of your revenue as a business for profit, you need to look at what your costs would be.
That's true. Business has to be run, and it has to be run in a business fashion. That's why I'm asking. At $15,000 a year, it seems to me that the port should be say, hey, look, we're in a financial deal here. Let's do half of it this year and see how we do it. I mean, the $15,000 to me just seems way out of whack. Far as
and you can compute that if you'd like. What's the value of the port today?
What was the
that has nothing. I don't think that has anything to do with the value as far as what the port has to pay.
And what's the value of assets that the port staff expects Harbor Fire volunteers to protect?
I have a couple questions.
That'd be a huge number.
Pardon?
That would be a huge number. If you're considering all the.
And if you look at what the other taxpayers are paying within the district, the port is getting a deal.
So, first of all, let's just be absolutely clear. We are not a for-profit business. Second of all, are we in your district?
Yes.
Most of the port's in the district, yeah.
What part of the port is not in the district?
The beach conflict. The beach is not in the district.
Okay, so I think it's reasonable that we pay for protection of the beach.
Nor is the jetty.
Well, I don't think we own the jetty. I think that's Corps of Engineers.
Not anymore. If you're talking about the dike.
The dike is ours.
The dike is ours.
Okay. The Army Corps of Engineers, they own things below the waterline.
Okay. I think it's reasonable that we pay for protection on Sport Haven Beach, and I think Sport Haven Beach is probably the bulk of the responses. Is the RV park in or not in the district?
The RV park is in the district.
Okay, that's a lot of your responses too, as I recall.
And the basin's in the district, all the Lower Harbor Road, all the port properties are within the district.
Yeah, I think the point that you know, we as a government entity are not a for-profit business at all in any way, shape, or form. That we are not, we do not pay property tax. We do pay tax on improvements that are leased, but we pass that through to our lessees. That's how it works. But we do need to contract for areas that are not within the district that we want to protect. Sport Haven Beach is actually operated by the state, and presumably they are paying for fire protection through CFPA, who says, why don't you do it for us?
We went through that whole deal, and Andre Bay and that last go around put a stop to all of that. So the beach is not ours, period.
Well, the Best Western Motel, are they paying a fee?
Pardon me?
Are the Best Western Motel paying a fee?
Property tax. Yes.
And people show up when we call. When I was there for 13 years, the Snazics were not, and they didn't have to pay the Sheriff's Department or the Fire Department additional fees. But when I have three 300-pound people stuck in the elevator, there's no way in hell I'm getting them out. But guess who showed up? Every last volunteer firefighter in our district showed up to help them.
Well, I'm not again. I guess better.
The hotel is within the district, and they pay their appropriate tax.
Okay, I'm not against paying a fee. I'm just saying we're here trying to survive, to get the port to survive, and I'm just questioning the $15,000 to see if something can be worked out, because every $2,000, $5,000, $6,000 helps, and that's what I'm looking at. I mean,
but a liability.
Well, everybody carries liability insurance, so.
John, I came by your office a couple of weeks ago. What percentage tax goes to your fire department that the county pays? We pay as individuals. How much is that?
Well, that's another whole story.
It's not much.
No, there's 386 special district fire departments in the state of Oregon. The taxpayers support their fire districts by a certain amount, by mill rate. And most most organizations or districts in the state support their fire department much more than the Harbor Fire District. Out of the 386 fire departments in the state of Oregon, we are the lowest, have the lowest mill rate.
That's what I thought you told me.
And if we doubled our mill rate in Harbor, we would still be the lowest taxed fire district, responding fire district in the county.
Is that per capita?
It's per thousand of assessed value.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So even though if the port looks at their assessed value, and if you're not a business for profit, and you're totally supported by taxes, and you want to take that port out of the equation and say that we're not running 90% of this as a business, we're running it as a tax-supported agency, then that sheds a different light on how you and the members of the port district contribute to the local fire department for emergency services to protect their investment.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for your information. Anything else?
Can I interrupt for a moment? And I have a question for Kim. So if I looked at this amendment document, you're not going to be asking for a vote on this tonight, is that correct?
Right.
Do we have any actions to take tonight?
No. If you look at the bottom, I'm requesting another budget committee meeting. I know it's a lot to ask of you guys, but it would allow me to make corrections to, and then any other corrections that we suggest tonight. And I'd like to get, I have a consultant, Kathy, got a CPA for me that is an expert in budget, and he's agreed to look it over as well. But at this time, I don't know when it would be.
The meeting?
Yeah, the second meeting.
I just had one more thing that while we're talking about the Harbor Fire service, I don't know if John was here when the Miss Sarah caught fire.
I was.
All of us boat owners, I was married at the time, and our wooden boat was moored not all that far away.
Nope.
I won't go into all of the details, but I can tell you that a fire on board in the commercial basin will decimate this port. Has the potential.
We have a perplexing thing there, and it's however the port wants to manage it. But we probably have, I don't know, give me a number, $60 million worth of boats in the harbor?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly?
Easy.
All right. They don't belong to the port. They purchase services from the port. They don't pay taxes. They don't contribute to a fire department. So if they don't contribute to the fire department, port doesn't contribute to the fire department, you wouldn't have a fire department. Nobody contributed, there wouldn't be a fire. So what's the expectation? We, the boat owners, don't contribute to the fire department. We, the port, don't contribute to the fire department. Somehow or another, the expectation probably is that there is a fire department to provide emergency services. Where would that come from? And I would almost be willing to bet that some of the boat owners would feel that if they're renting the space from you, that there'd probably be emergency services available.
They expect a lot, yeah.
But maybe not. Same for your liverboards. Maybe not. So, you know, use the budget committee and look at that, and then as a board decide what you'd like to do. I'm just saying that's kind of where we're from, and I need to help represent some of my taxpayers that do provide that equipment, and there's many more taxpayers in the Port District than there is in Harbor Fire, And I, for one, don't think that the Harbor Fire District taxpayers should be subsidizing the other taxpayers that are owners of the port. So there's a balance there. And that particular rate that was kind of thrown out there and negotiated a couple of years ago is probably a deal compared to what the rate of everyone else is paying in the Harbor Fire District, which again is the lowest in the state of Oregon.
Well, the reason...
Half the amount of any other fire district in the county.
The reason a private property owner pays and an entity like the port doesn't...
Jan, I can't hear you. Please speak up.
The reason that a private property owner pays and an entity like the port doesn't is because we operate in the public interest, and we're pumping $70 million a year into the local economy.
And part of that public interest is supporting the fire protection and emergency services.
Well, I think the legality being that we're in your district, so you protect what's in your district. And now Sport Haven Beach... it's not ours. I mean, we own it, but it's operated by the state. We
will not operate anything on our beach.
The question is, do we want to cover fire services there? The harbor, the boat basin?
The beach belongs, you guys already made that deal. It's Coos Forest, not us.
Is there a contract on that? Or?
We got cut out of that the last go around with all of that.
State Parks has a contract with Coos Forest, and in the past, and what John's saying has changed, in the past Coos Forest had some sort of deal with John, with Harbor Fire, and was passing some of that along, but John's saying that has ended. But State Parks has the legal responsibility, I think, and they
won't do it.
I know we got to get going on the rest of this budget, but who arrives at this $15,000 figure that?
I think
previous years.
Previous.
So it's
board
just
management.
Budget committee.
No, the management.
No, no.
Management.
No, yeah. John and management came up with that. And like you said, it's probably a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And one last question. You know, when the 4th of July comes, how many assets you got down on the beach?
Tons.
And you get paid for that.
And all our
and
festivals.
You get paid for that.
No, we don't get paid for that. We provide the community service to try to be visible and minimize.
I rest my case.
So now in the boat basin, is the boat basin within your district, or is the... How does that
work? Of course
work?
It is. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me. Are the boat basins within your district?
Yes.
Okay.
Continue? Are we
yes,
right?
Please.
Huh?
Are we all right to continue?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. That's what we're here for. I did want to mention one more thing. I mentioned that we're going to get another office staff member.
Yeah.
That person is actually going to work part-time at the port office and part-time at the beachfront RV park office. So we're going to try to utilize that person to fill a gap there as well. So these numbers represent that, too. If that makes sense. So if we can continue on. Is everybody all right?
I just have a question. We are leaving the $15,000 alone.
I'm not comfortable with that.
With what?
Leaving the $15,000.
I'm not either.
Do you want to lower it or what?
Yes.
Well, I think we need to look into it because I don't mind paying a fee. It's just my opinion is if owning my past businesses. There's no contract. I'm figuring out why it's $15,000. Are we being compared to the same as other businesses in town? I mean, whatever's fair is fair, but. And we're in dire straits to get every nickel we can, and $15,000 just seems like a lot of money to me. That's over $1,000 a month.
I'd like to see it cut in half and see where we are for next year.
That means he only brings one fire engine down instead of two.
That isn't true.
I will just, I'm not questioning you, sir. No. I'm just saying that.
I'm just looking at the port's financial.
Correct. And the interest of the port, and I understand we have to have protection. I'm just thinking that, you know, 15,000, are we being compared the same as the rest of the area? I mean, if we have
per
to pay
capita, it, right?
Correct. And in other words, if we have to pay it, we have to pay it. It's just that I'm.
Well, I don't think there's any arm twisting over here, but the point is that, you know, the fire department is protecting not only the port in and of itself, but all the rest of the businesses that are conducted here too, meaning the boats and, you know, everything else. So I
understand. I totally understand that.
Okay.
And I would think that if you would ask the boat owners, do we want to pay for fire protection on your boat or not?
That's included in the lease.
Yes,
but he's legally obligated to provide that protection because they're in the district.
You're
we have no obligation
you pay
to pay.
Any taxes to the fire department?
Mm-hmm. We're non-for-profit. We are non-for-profit.
So you get a free ride.
We're a government.
Government.
Well, these buildings that are leased, mm-hmm. the leaseholders, like Barbara, mm-hmm. pays tax on the value of that because it's leased to a for-profit business.
Personal property.
Personal property, yes.
So if the fire was too big, he comes in and puts the fire out, and it gets too big, so we have other fire departments coming in
they
from over
mutual
here.
Mutual aid.
Yes.
So, I mean, but I think the library is a great example. They're not paying Brookings for fire protection. They're a district, and Brookings is, they're in Brookings fire protection zone,
so
and
will,
they...
Well, the churches don't pay?
No.
Is that right, Mr. Brazil? All the churches don't pay any fire fees?
No, any exclusion within the county tract and tax structure, so no churches don't
let,
pay.
Let me be clear on my position. I am for the $15,000 fee because I Good. Think we should support these volunteers, and I think Harbor Fire does an amazing job, and I think we want to keep the goodwill. But I
yep.
don't
yep.
think we have any legal obligation whatsoever.
Okay, let's
pay.
Just leave it at that and carry on.
Well, thank should you. We get a show of hands of who wants to change it and who wants
to? Well, I'd like to make a motion that we look into it a little bit more.
I'll second that motion. We'll yeah. take a look at it.
Okay.
Roll call. Kathy.
Roll call. Sure. I have to find my list. Angie.
Yes.
Jan.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Thomas.
Yes.
Al.
Yeah.
Barbara.
Yes.
Motion passes.
So what sort of looking into and who's going
to
do?
Well, I'd like to look at, you know, everybody else comparable to the port and what they're paying, like the shopping center and all that. You know, are they paying percentage-wise the same as what we have to pay?
So
or are
John,
all of them paying?
We want John to bring us some data showing, justifying his...
If you would, sir.
Yeah, whenever you'd like, I can meet with you. And
okay.
If you'd like to do that, that would be...
Okay,
do
cool.
Do you want him to bring it at the next meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, if he could bring it at the next meeting. We
or send it to port office if he can't be here.
Yeah, and I can go by and get it or whatever.
But I'll need, Kim, I'll need some help from you as far as
current sure.
evaluation of assets on property prim and...
Yeah, just stop by and
all
we can work together on that.
So the auditor gave a value of the port assets as of last July. We could probably just
yes.
give John that number.
Right.
I think it's $16 million or something.
Yeah, I think it's right on that.
Yeah.
It's very close, though.
So you can figure out your tax rate on that? And
well, I can figure out what the rate is, and then the children can decide if that's appropriate or not.
Well, that's, right. I don't think that's included in the when you know the all the fish boats, all the commercial boats.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not included.
That's assets that you're expected to have protected, right?
I don't know if that's the way it's documented.
Well, no, you're basing your value on port property.
That was the $16 million, right?
That so, was based on the $15,000. Was based on port property. It did not include boats or anything.
Yes, yes.
So I would suggest that it would
well,
be
no.
based on port property.
Because
okay. that's what we're basically paying for.
All right.
Okay.
As long as I understand your expectations.
I understand, sir.
Because if the Misera catches on fire or whatever, you don't expect us to be here.
It's right. In your district, you're legally obligated to be here.
Well, I'm obligated to respond, but you don't expect me to be here. Just like if a traffic accident happened, I don't have to go.
You're a volunteer.
No, we're a structural emergency service organization. Right? On the highway, it's off. On the highway, whose responsibility is that? Number one. On Highway 101, it's ODOT. Right?
Okay,
on
so
the water, it's who?
We got this. Bell and whistles off. We're in the boat yard.
Let's move on if we could.
Yeah. Is it all right to move on?
We'll
look at
the thing
later.
So
the bell and whistle.
9 o'clock.
Where are we at?
I gotta go, guys. I'm sorry.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry about the interruptions there, too.
Interruptions?
So, just like Kathy said, we have to keep the bell and whistle on there until it goes off.
That would be next year?
Yes, it should be next year. And
what page are we on here?
Last pages. So, boatyard. The boatyard's estimated resources decreased by $117,803 from previous year. Projected resource and requirements estimates were based on the average of the last fiscal year and the current fiscal year to March 31st. And then I took that number and I added 10% due to the telehandler. If anything, it's a little conservative, and I mean, we could look at raising that. Like today, Travis was really busy. if you guys feel comfortable with that, I bet that's the requirements.
So you're forecasting $136,000 from the boatyard?
Kim, this is when you talk about the rest of Travis's.
Oh, right. Okay, so as we talked about the heart at Travis's wage, it is split up into all the departments. There's on the back page of that resource, he is a operations employee. So I have it split out in different percentages for each department. For example, I have, what is that percentage?
Isn't that kind of hard to keep separate?
Yeah, sorry.
Huh?
Oh, you mean, no, not really.
What page are you on at the back?
I'm in the back.
Oh.
The calculations for personnel services. So I have them, I guess I don't have a percentage there, but and I kind of base this on what previously and what Travis told me, that because he'll probably be spending more time in the marina and administrative.
And that has to do with our fund accounting that we have set up now, instead of so we know. For Travis, you know, all of his wages don't just come out of this particular basket.
Mm-hmm.
His wages need to be fuel dock and
boatyard.
Yeah, any place his footprint touches that day in work, they keep track of it.
Actually, all the operation people are tracked like that. They fill out a timesheet that says how much hours he spent at the fuel dock or marina or the boatyard. We track them that way.
Well, it comes out of the general fund.
It
doesn't come out of the actual business.
I think that was going to be one of my questions. But
we broke them up. Yeah, Gary broke them up. It's a way to track what's actually bringing in money, profit or loss.
Excuse me, I'll be right back. Too much water.
We could take a 10-minute recess. Too late.
Do we have a vice chair?
We didn't do a vice chair.
Well,
so
So I have a question on, are we on Boatyard, page 11?
We're on Boatyard, page 11.
Yeah, the utilities dropped significantly.
Yes.
What happened there?
You were looking at last year's?
Line 12, yeah.
So once again, I use actual numbers. I'm not sure where...
they may not have known because that line item apparently didn't exist in prior years.
Yes, so. They might not have been, right. Because I believe before we had Boatyard combined with Marina, and then we kind of separated them a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, so some of these numbers might be off. On that. Should we wait for Mike to come back? Or?
Cold storage is nothing.
Cold storage is nothing. Right. Of course, we sold that, and that's going to work its way out as well. Commercial retail, like I said earlier, I increased the resources. I believe those are pretty accurate numbers based on the leases we have now, the new leases, and the CPI increase. And then the requirements, I increased 15,000 for legal assistance from last year's numbers.
We're on page 15. What? Page 15 is, I told Mike.
So, Kim, on line 18,